Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Contract Revolution, the podcast by Breakthrough Academy. This episode releases on New Year's Day 2025. So if you're listening to this, the day it came out, Happy New Year. If you're listening to this on some other day or way later, happy whatever day it is today. I'm excited because I get to speak from the heart and I get to call out seven unhealthy thought patterns, seven lies that I want you to stop telling yourself. These are things that I see in our audience, in our members, and in myself. 2024, honestly, was one of the most challenging years of my life personally. Multiple deaths in the family, major, major heartbreak. When it rains, it pours, and in 2024, it poured. If it did for you too, I'm really sorry. I've put this list together in many ways for myself, and I want to be super clear at the beginning that I'm not preaching from some moral high ground. Everything I'm going to talk about today is very much still a work in progress for me, but I figured if I can do some of my own processing and self-work out loud, maybe this helps one of you listening in your world with your flaws, with your business, and with your family. So here goes. Seven lies to stop telling yourself in 2025 and beyond. You're listening to Contractor Evolution, the podcast by Breakthrough Academy, where we systemize contracting businesses for growth. Keep listening to learn how the world's top contractors scale their companies, build killer teams, and make more while working less.
Hey guys, before we dive into the seven lies, we actually made a download of the seven truths that you should start telling yourself. You could think of them as like daily affirmations or something like that. Yeah, it's kind of cheesy, but look, I've been using it and it's been helping a ton. So you can download that using the link in the description. And without further ado, let's dive into the rest of the episode.
Lie number one, it's just a painting business, or it's just a roofing business, or it's just an insert your industry here business. I hear this a lot, and I think it comes from a place of humility, but it actually has the opposite effect. You know that meme that like has floated around Reddit and Facebook and Instagram? It's an old one. It's the "it ain't much, but it's honest work" meme. It's like this farmer in front of a cornfield and he just looks like the most like salt of the earth guy. I think he's wearing a trucker hat. We'll put it up on screen here. I think of this meme every time I hear this expression. It's just a painting business. It's like, it ain't much, but it's honest work. Now, this might seem like it's humble and noble and self-effacing, all of which are good things, but I actually think that this has a negative effect. And let me explain why. The reason that this belief that it's just a whatever business isn't good for you is because you are subtly saying to yourself that your business isn't that important. Words matter a lot, and your inner being, not to get too woo-woo here, but your inner being is listening when you say things like this. You're imprinting on yourself and by extension your entire business the idea that you don't deserve to be taken seriously as an entrepreneur, as a business mind, as a strategist, as a playmaker, and this is the part that's a lie. What you do matters a lot, and you've probably heard this quote before, but I like it and it's worth repeating. If you think contractors aren't important, picture how the world would look after a month without them, right? Buildings would begin falling apart. Core infrastructure we rely on for civilized life would begin to fail. So no matter what industry you've chosen, or chose you for that matter, I think you must understand and remind yourself just how important your trade, your skills, your businesses are, not just to you and your family, but to your employees, to your customers, to your vendors, to the world, for God's sake. So stop saying it's just a painting business or it's just a plumbing business. It's your business and it's awesome. Lie number two, another industry would have been easier. They say the grass is greener on the other side, but it's not. It's just more grass. This whole affliction of believing that other businesses are easier, better, more fun, less stressful, whatever, seems to afflict contractors the worst. And I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because trades have been talked about as a fallback plan for bad students. Another lie, by the way. Maybe it's because we all have friends on Instagram who make their entrepreneurial pursuits seem more interesting or glamorous. I cannot tell you how many conversations I've had with our listeners where they genuinely think they made a mistake starting their business. This is a lie we need to stop telling ourselves, and I'm going to make an irrefutable case as to why. The first reason is margins. Look, blue-collar businesses, whether you realize it or not, enjoy some of the best profit margins in business. Its fragmented nature actually props up your margins as a whole. And look, I get how frustrating it is to have to deal with the occasional fly-by-nighter who's underbidding you, but it's not like you have to go up against multinational low-cost providers like a Walmart or a Costco with operational leverage and economies of scale you'll never get a whiff of. Unless your estimating or sales process is super weak, and if it is, we can fix that. Very few contractors operate with gross profit margins under 30%, and most of them are between 35 and 50%, which is way better than most of the industries you ogle at and wonder, hey, would that have been easier? The second reason is they force you to work in reality. As the entire world moves deeper and deeper into screens and feeds and algorithms and anxiety and depression and suicide rates skyrocket as a result, your business forces you to stay firmly entrenched in reality, in the natural world. And that's worth something, guys. As tantalizing as the remote work thing became through COVID, people are leaving remote businesses in droves right now. Zoom fatigue and loneliness and meaninglessness. The real world is better than the digital one. Trust me. The third reason is meaning. Most of the contractors that we work with feel a tremendous sense of satisfaction at the end of a job that most other business people just never feel. The fact that you can reach out and touch your work, you can drive by and see it on any given day, you can make a customer truly excited with the work that you do, that's inherently meaningful. And meaning is the bedrock that happiness sits on. And fourth and finally, the last reason that I think you're making a huge mistake thinking that other businesses are cooler is the cool factor of trades and construction. Look, being a rugged, skilled, handy guy or woman who can build stuff, fix stuff, design stuff is cool. And it's making a comeback. I've been saying this for years, since before we even got started on the podcast. Check this out. This is from an article from Forbes. This is a direct quote. Gen Z has been deemed the tool belt generation for its open-mindedness in embracing the trades over the traditional college pipeline. Data from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center shows the number of students enrolled in vocational-focused community colleges increased 16% from 2022 to 2023. Guys, the go to college to get in debt, to go get a boring job, to not even make that much money and work for some corporate knob isn't appealing to anyone anymore. The jig is up. The pendulum is swinging back. Working in the trades is cool. I'd even go far as to say it's sexy. Okay, I'm going on too long here. My point is, you are already in one of the most interesting, dynamic industries positioned for growth over the next decade. You are exactly where you are meant to be. Stop thinking you're not. Lie number three, it has to be hard. I have to work this much. I believe workaholism is something that plagues a lot of you. And this is a really nuanced point, so I want to be careful and I want to be articulate here. I am very pro hard work. I work very hard. You listening work very hard. We are where we are as a direct result of that hard work. I think that's why, by the way, Alex Hormozi is so popular right now. It's like finally we have someone young, hip, successful, handsome, charismatic saying what we've known this whole time, which is you want to be great? Wake up earlier, be better, do more. I am very much in this camp. Okay, just to be clear, I am pro hard work. But what I'm saying is that when someone has achieved success, they can and should allow themselves to start enjoying it. And it's a mindset I see entrepreneurs struggle with at our Breakthrough Academy events, at conferences that I go to, on phone calls that I have. men and women whose businesses netted $1 million plus last year who are still operating with that same grind mindset, that same scarcity that they had in year one. When your business begins to make serious money, attract serious leaders within it, and allow you the freedom you always wanted, do something cool with that. Do you know how rare that is? Design a role for yourself that allows you to only play in your power zone. Take 60 days off 1 year. Take your spouse on the trip to Japan they always wanted to go on. Learn Spanish, go heli skiing, whatever it is for you. Hard work is awesome. I'm here for it. But if the reward for a decade of grinding is another decade of grinding, I just think you're doing it wrong. Future you, you on your deathbed, well, thank you. Lie number four I want you to stop telling yourself is, I need to be good at everything. Look, being well-rounded is a myth. Work on your weaknesses enough so that they're not actively holding you back, but don't keep working on them beyond that. If you are bad at spreadsheets, bookkeeping, and accounting, learn enough so that you can read reports and understand this core function of your business, and then hire out the rest. When it comes to your weaknesses, the knowledge threshold that you need to get past, and I think this is really useful, is, do I know enough that I could effectively hire, lead, and hold accountable someone else in this area? Because every minute of personal investment beyond that, in my opinion, is way better served tripling down on one of your few strengths. So it's like baseline competence in a bunch of different areas, and then true expertise and giftedness in like one or two. That is the profile of our highest performers here at Breakthrough Academy. Lie number five, I want you to stop telling yourself, I'm not worthy of the abundance my business is creating. This is a tricky one. Worthiness in this context has to do with the intrinsic belief that one deserves love, respect, success, and well-being. It's about feeling enough without needing to prove yourself constantly or meet external standards. And I get it. I'm going a little woo-woo again here, but bear with me. Most of this worthiness stuff comes from our childhoods. It's relationships with parents. It's stuff that happened on the playground. And a huge number of successful entrepreneurs, especially in blue-collar businesses, start their companies to prove something. This chip on your shoulder is actually what fuels the effort needed to build something. Think about it. Nobody grinds out 70-hour weeks, deals with psychotic customers to, in many cases, make less than what they pay their own employees unless they've got something to prove. Like, I'm sorry, nobody loves landscaping that much. Nobody loves electrical work that much. You've got something to prove. So this intrinsic, like, I'll show you attitude deserves to be honored and respected for the role that it plays in our journey. For many of you, it was the catalyst. In other words, you would not be here without it, okay? But as we all know, what got you here won't get you there. And here's where it gets tricky. It's this same attitude now that you are successful, making more than your friends, making more than your siblings, leading at a higher level than your peers that you graduated high school with or graduated college with. You have in almost every measurable way won the game or are in the process of winning the game. It's this same attitude that keeps you feeling like you don't fully deserve it. It's that same attitude that moves the goalpost just a little further. It's that same need to prove yourself that keeps you from enjoying the abundance you deserve, because guess what? You made it happen. If this fifth lie is clicking for you, I'm asking you, actually, I'm telling you, get connected with a good counselor, a good therapist, a good spiritual guide, whatever works for your modality, for your worldview, and work on this with them. It won't make you a softie. You won't lose your edge. You'll just enjoy all of this more. And as a result, everyone will enjoy you more. You deserve to enjoy what you've built. And the only thing in your way right now is you. Lie number six. A-plus talent doesn't want to work for my business. There is an incredibly pervasive attitude among contractors that their businesses only appeal to B players, to the leftovers in society. And I think this in large part comes from the messaging, I mentioned it earlier, that we've had erroneously distributed around what trades and construction are about and who it's for. It also needs to be said, we've all had our fair share of absolute dusters working for us. Clowns, bozos, jokers, no good layabouts. Probably some of you are listening to this and you have some of these in your business right now. Let's be real. If you have been in business for 5 minutes or longer, I can guarantee you, you have had experience with what we might call non-A players. But this doesn't mean that you can't create exceptional work experiences for truly world-class talent in your market, or that A-plus talent is somehow fundamentally disinterested in working with their hands. It's quite the opposite, in fact. I said this earlier, but I believe the pendulum is swinging back on the whole remote work craze, and workers and employers alike realize how exhausting and non-functional trying to innovate and build a business through Zoom meetings is. I said it before, Gen Z appears to be quite interested in the trades as they see their older siblings and parents saddled with crippling debt and no real job opportunities. And lastly, money talks, guys. The housing shortage and the talent shortage have driven the price of skilled labor up to unprecedented levels. I'm telling you, we're making trades and construction cool again. Invest in your employer brand, dial in your Instagram, pay above average, treat your employees incredibly well, treat them better than your customers, and the talent you need will find you. The seventh and final lie I want you to stop telling yourself is, I'm behind. Everyone else is so far ahead. Okay, I'm talking to myself on this one big time. There will always be someone who seems further along in business, who has a bigger real estate portfolio than you, a cooler car. There will always be someone who seems smarter or dresses better or has cooler friends. You guys know comparison is the thief of joy. You are playing your game, and your game is operating on its own timeline. Have some faith in your own abilities and the universe's plan for you. In case you forgot, I'm going to share with you my favorite list of all time when I'm feeling quote unquote behind, okay? Martha Stewart was a nobody until her 40s. Charles Darwin didn't publish his first successful book until the age of 50. Samuel L. Jackson was 46 years old and in rehab for cocaine and heroin addiction when he got his first role as Jules in Pulp Fiction. Sam Walton opened his first Walmart at 44. Ricky Gervais didn't even start comedy until he was nearly 40. Ray Kroc bought his first McDonald's franchise at 50 before expanding it into the global conglomerate that it is today. And Colonel Sanders didn't start KFC until he was 65 years old. You're not behind. You are right on schedule. Keep the blinders on. Keep shooting. Don't ever, ever, ever even think about giving up. Okay, guys, that's it. It's New Year's Day of 2025. New year, new you, new me too. I hope this gave you a few things to think about. I hope this sheds some light on some thought patterns I want you to let go of. I'm borrowing a line from one of my absolute favorite speakers, but I don't think he would mind. It's from Ed Milet. You were born to do something great with your life. Let's go out there and let's absolutely annihilate this year together. Hope you have an awesome New Year's Day. Talk to you soon.